Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You have tuned in to the Power of Prayer with Prophetess Patricia Williams. We will be discussing the principles of prayer and how your prayer can invade heaven. Now sit back, relax, and allow the Holy Spirit to minister to your spirit.
Praise the Lord, and welcome to another episode of The Power of Prayer. I am your temporary host just for today, Apostle Keelan Leger, greeting you in divine love and adoration, and saying welcome, welcome, welcome to the broadcast. On today, we're going to talk about seasonal prophets. This is very conclusive that we speak about this, because I don't think that a lot of prophets and a lot of people understand the season and the timing of the prophet and the ministry of the prophet. So there's something that we definitely need to get into on today. So at any time, if you would like to call in, the number is 347-324-3622. Again, 347-324-3622. And we'd be happy to answer your questions, comments, and concerns. Or if you talk to us offline, the host is Facebook information is Patricia Williams. So Facebook her with your after-hours questions and concerns, even if after you listen to the archives, and she'd be happy to entertain it for you and get you the answer that you need. Also, if you have a question and you want it to be private while on the broadcast, go ahead and send it in, and we'll answer the question on the line, but we will remain anonymous. Okay, seasonal prophets. The first thing that I want to point out to you, that seasonal prophets only became this during the holidays, paydays, or tax season. Pay attention now. They operate with a Saul spirit. They only prophesy when they need to get the attention of the people to accept them. They usually attract those that are in lack or poverty, because that's when they usually only have money. So looking at this on today, we're going to look at the different signs for a prophet to understand about a season. We understand that when seasons change, and when we talk about seasons, we talk about summer, winter, fall, autumn, spring. So we understand that that is seasons, but naturally that's a season. But spiritually, when you are a seasonal prophet, not a piecework play prophet, because prophets who chime in only when, you know, they know it's convenient and financially acceptable for them to chime in, so they can get with the sheep and fleece the sheep. Seasonal prophet. Number one, the sign number one that they will know is the Messiah will have power and authority as the Son of Man. If you remember in Daniel, I think it is the 7th chapter, he said, "In my vision at night I looked, and there before me was one like a son of man coming with the clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence. He was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. All nation and people of every language worship him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away, and his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed." Now watch this. That is a prophecy. Now listen to the fulfillment, which is in John, I think the 5th chapter, somewhere around the 27th verse. It says, "And he has given him authority to judge because he is the Son of Man." Now the second one is, second sign of a seasonal prophet is the Messiah will heal the sick and the broken. So let's pay attention. Prophecy is Isaiah 35, and somewhere around the 6th or the 7th verse it says, "Then will the lame leap like a deer, and the mute tongue shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert." And then this is the fulfillment. John, the 5th chapter, and the 20th verse says, "For the Father loves the Son and shows him all he does. Yes, and he will show him even greater works than these, so that you will be amazed." So let's pay attention that as we look, we understand that a prophet understand, number one, actual prophet understand that the Messiah will have power and authority as the Son of Man. So when we say the Messiah going to have power and authority as the Son of Man, meaning we do not have any comprehension or understanding about what God do, but what we're saying is we are totally available for him to be used, and every gift that operates in us because of the Master is on his behalf. So we understand that in detail. And the second one is the Messiah will heal the sick and the broken. I do not see anymore, especially with prophets. If you want to know if a prophet is a prophet, bring them around folk who actually need healing, and bring them around folk who actually need deliverance, and you'll find out if they actually operate or can impact what those people are dealing with, because the Bible says that it's the anointing that destroys the yoke. So if you do not have the anointing, all you're doing is putting a dog on a leash. So you have to be very mindful of that. When you put a dog on a leash, what ends up happening is whenever you take him off, he's free to run rampant again. How are you, Apostle Thomas?
Bless the Lord. How are you, man of God?
I'm blessed. On today, woman of God, I was talking about seasonal prophets, and we were saying that's those prophets that only stick their head out when they only need something from the people of God, and then they, like a turtle, they go back inside of their shell after they see there's nothing else that's there for the getting. But I began to explain to the people of God here on Radio Land what an actual seasonal prophet is and what's the signs of a seasonal prophet. But what I want to ask you, Apostle, because I always love to expound on your wisdom, is that can a seasonal prophet be quiet for a long period of time? Because somebody needs to hear that. Or sometimes will God authorize you, even though you're a seasonal prophet, to be quiet for a long period of time? What's your intake, Apostle?
I know they can be quiet. Even in the Word of God, where there were seasons when they didn't say anything for a minute, and they can't. Because as we all know, we only speak when God gives us to speak. We only open our mouth when the Lord tells us to open it. So as a people, we have to learn how to understand that and get the knowledge of it, that a mature prophet can have a period where they might not say anything for a little while, but it doesn't mean that they're not a prophet anymore. So, many times people people look at that. And even when I was looking at some of the major prophets, Word of God, as they call the major prophets, there were times they didn't say anything for a little bit. Sometimes they were silent for a while. But, you know, that didn't mean that they was not who they were called to be. And so with that, we have to get in a mindset, because we got to get the understanding, Apostle, that God speaks is when God speaks that we speak, and only then. So there might be a time when he was silent and tell them, you know, not give them something to give to a people for a certain amount of season, and then he'll bring them back. But we can't just dictate that just because they're not saying anything that they're not, you know, a prophet of God. Sometimes we are silent. There are times I'm silent. Sometimes I don't release anything. The Lord's just imparted to me, and he won't let me release anything as a prophecy to the people as a whole. Sometimes 2 and 3 months or longer, it'll go by. But we have to be able to understand that and know that that does not disallow them from being who God has called them to be, because of a length of time between prophecies. That shouldn't dictate if that's a prophet.
Absolutely, Apostle. Absolutely. That's some good information to go by. Now, the next one I want to get into, Apostle, is a seasonal prophet, even though they're seasonal, they still bring with them a lot of substance, because when they open their mouth, it's a whole lot of information. A word that I've been dealing with lately, Apostle, I've been teaching a school of the prophets. The word that I've been dealing with is called a preamble. And the first time I said the word, they looked at me crazy. I said, all a preamble is an introduction to what's going to happen after the fact. And I began to explain to the people that a prophet is going to give you the beginning of a word, and sometimes God is going to allow him to shut down, but best believe there's meat and potatoes that come along with that word, because the Spirit of the Lord always gives you a preamble of what's to come. But what's happening now, people are not being able to decipher what's God and what's not God by these prophets who are operating in their soul spirit, because they go and they have diarrhea of the mouth and they throw up everything. And it's most of the time, some of it is mixed with good, some of it is mixed with what they just want to tell the people to get the people emotionally to move. But, you know, Apostle, what I want to ask you is, and this is going to help somebody out there in radio land. Have you ever had, and, you know, you've been in ministry for now over 40 years. Have you ever had times where God called you to minister, especially to other preachers, and God will allow you to release a preamble type word, whereas he'll give you something to tell them and then shut down, and then he'll send you back to give them the rest of it. Have you ever had that happen to you?
Were there who? I didn't hear the last part.
Yes, ma'am.
You said, were there
what I was saying
down?
Was, you and God will allow you to, he'll tell you to shut down, and I give the group of people everything in once, because sometimes they're not mature enough to handle
right.
It, and you don't want them to go and run off. You don't want them to go.
Right.
It's like a mama. If you're picking peaches, and she see that one has a worm in it, she's gonna make sure that her child doesn't pick that peach up, because if he eats it before it finished ripening, it's gonna make the child sick. So what I was telling the people was, you know, as I was doing the school of the prophets, was sometimes God will give you a preamble word for other prophets. And he'll allow you to release that word, and then he'll stop you. And then he'll give you the next division later. Have you ever had
right.
that happen, Apostle, to you, where God will make you say something, and then he'll make you pause after you give that
right.
information, and then you'll come back and give the rest of the information? Don't you think that's a sign of an actual prophet when they know how to be quiet and when to speak again? What's your intake on that?
Great maturity in that aspect. That's great maturity, because as the prophet, as a prophet of God, we have to know when, how much, and when not to. Many times the prophets give too much, and this is why we have such a rampage going on right now in the body of Christ, because something was released before time. The timing of God with any word is correct. There have been times I've begun to prophesy, and I can hear what God is saying, but he'll shut certain parts of it down and won't let me release certain words right at that time. And I know it's because of that. The sign of a true prophet of maturity is having the ability to be able to hear information, but know when to release it and when to withhold. Most people don't get to that point because they're just being taught now to just speak. Just speak when you want to, speak when you have to. But we, as a seasoned, mature prophets, know how to have them to understand that just because they hear it don't mean they can release it. And so getting people to really understand that. So there have been times when we have tried to give God, give the people a word that God has said. In the course of me giving it, the Spirit of the Lord will shut my mouth. And I'm talking about he will literally take my sound out of my voice where I can't even release anything, because there were certain parts of the prophecy, like you said, that he did not want to come forth at that time. So there have been times that I have heard things in the midst of it. I'm talking about in full form in a prophecy, releasing a word that God said, and all of a sudden my voice is silent and I can't go no further. So, yeah, on the course of that, we have to know when. And man of God, everything, and this is why we have problems now in the body of Christ, because people don't know how, when, where to release a word.
Amen. Amen, Apostle. And that's why it's imperative, especially prophets. I feel in the fivefold, the prophets should have a lot of teaching on discipline and protocol. And the reason why is because when God has you releasing the word, that's just not any kind of word. That's a stature or a deed he's getting ready to disperse over somebody's life. And you got to be very, very adamant about protecting not only the office that you operate in, but you got to protect also the word that's coming out your mouth, because it could also harm somebody else if done prematurely or said prematurely. So you got to be very mindful of that. The last part I want to get to, Apostle, is I've never seen a day and a time, Apostle, where prophets now are prophesying, but it has no biblical reference. Did not every time God raised up a prophet, he used what he put the prophet through, or he used what he told the prophet to bring a manifestation of either blessings or curses on the land? The last time I checked, the last time I looked, it was always something that he gave them, to either bless the people or warn the people before destruction,
right,
or whatever the case may be. But I'm seeing now a lot of times where these prophets are prophesying completely out of the grain. And people they thinking that they're actually seasonal prophets, but these prophets are the ones who are operating in that Saul spirit. And they only prophesy because they know the people like to move off of just emotion, or they like to move off of just ill-scotch-guarded words. So my question to you is, Apostle, is why is it so imperative for us to hear the voice of God and be in line with God's word?
Man of God, it's very important that we hear God and to know his word and his release, knowing his voice is very important, because there are many voices, as we know, that, you know, they're in the world, and you don't want a voice that's not of God. And that's where the relationship part comes in, that when we begin to form a relationship, so that we begin to recognize the character and the attributes of God's voice, so that when we release, because like you said, when a prophet came, even they will come many times to bring judgment, bring a word of correction, to point the people back to God, to correct something. They very seldom showed up to tell you that you was going to get a house call or something like that. They might give you a word of knowledge on that area, but when they come to prophesy according to God's assignment, they're coming with something that's going to help the people individually and the body of Christ as a whole, because either they have gotten out of order or something. Now, it's important that they know when to release or to know the voice of God, because you don't want to give somebody a word that's not according to the will of God for their life, because you'll get them in trouble as well as get yourself in trouble. Telling someone that's a novice that just come up, you have to be careful, you know, how you do that. Coming to the people as a whole with a word from the Lord can be the difference. If you don't know the voice of God and know what to do, what to say, how God wants to say it, and when to deliver it, it could be detrimental to a society, to a region, to a nation. If the person gives the wrong advice, or if they give the not wrong advice, but wrong word at that time, if they give the wrong prophetic word at that time, and if they're prophesying out of their flesh, they're subject to do that, which in turn leaves that either that individual or that region or that nation vulnerable to the attacks of the enemy, because now they don't know what to do. So it's very important that prophet knows the voice of God, because you don't want to bless somebody that God is not telling you to bless, and then you don't want to give out a curse or a word of judgment that God haven't ordained. We are held accountable. It's important that we know the voice of God so that we won't say nothing that God didn't say, because we're held accountable for any damage that's done, anybody that's hurt behind our words. We're held accountable. And so, yeah, so we need to do that.
Yes, ma'am, you're right. You're right about that, Apostle. So, you know, when God allows us to release a word, it can be either a seed or it could be a leaf. So you be very mindful of that, because either way, you cause disaster. Now, Apostle, if you could tell anybody, because I know we only got left is a minute and a half, but if you could tell any prophet who is battling this soul spirit, but they actually called to the prophetic, but they just fell out of course and they just need recourse, what is it that you could tell them as a senior leader that could get them where they need to be?
Tell them who?
If you have a prophet who's actually called and they actually operate, but they fell off, and, you know, they got inside of themselves and they allow the enemy to use them, especially in their soul spirit, and they're looking to be forgiven, and they're looking to get back where they once was. As a senior leader, what would you tell them in order to get them back where they need to be?
Well, the one thing I would tell them right then, man of God, is to sit with someone that they're accountable to, so that they can regroup themselves, get in a better place of prayer and fasting, so that they can get their flesh under subjection and to fine-tune their hearing so that they'll be able to hear the voice of God with clarity, and to understand that if you're not in that vein, that, yes, you're subject to error, and that they need to really make sure that they seek God about it so that they won't have any problems or issues. So, yes, that's what I would really tell them. I do recommend them sitting for a while to get some more teaching and stuff.
Yes, ma'am. Amen. Amen. That's very important. Taking a moment to deal with you and deal with it before you ask God to authorize you to deal with the people. You know, I believe that that's most important, and that's some good wisdom to live by. But we hope you are blessed with this subject on seasonal prophets. We will be back on 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on next Monday. Everybody have an awesome and blessed week. God bless you.
God bless you.